This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so in today's digital world, right, it feels like you're just drowning in information about digital growth, lead generation. Every other article seems to promise some kind of magic bullet. Usually it involves just, you know, throwing more cash at paid ads. But how do you actually cut through all that noise? How do you build a really sustainable system for getting high quality leads without constantly relying on those quick fixes that frankly get pretty expensive?
Well, that's exactly what this deep dive is all about. We're focusing squarely on content marketing for SEO. It's a really powerful strategic approach, and it's crucial for long-term sustainable growth and, you know, digital visibility. Now, to help us unpack this, we've got insights from an expert guide. It's called How to Use Content Marketing for SEO to Improve Your Rankings by Janice Ramos, an SEO specialist. And this guide is specifically aimed at growth-driven CEOs. It gives a clear breakdown of how strategic content marketing directly impacts your search rankings and, importantly, helps build a predictable lead gen system.
So yeah, let's dive in and get to the heart of what makes content marketing really work for SEO and how it supports that sustainable growth we're all after.
Absolutely. And what's really fascinating here is just how much Google's algorithms have changed. It's really not just about jamming keywords onto a page anymore. Not at all. Google now heavily prioritizes content that shows, well, what we call EEAT in the SEO world. That's experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. You can also think of it like Google is vetting your website's resume. They want to show users the most reliable, the most valuable info out there. So those generic keyword stuff pages, they just don't cut it anymore. Google actually rewards well-researched, insightful, and genuinely engaging content, stuff that proves you actually know your stuff.
That's a really key point, EEAT. So looking at the actionable steps from Janice Ramos's guide, the absolute foundation, the first step, is creating that high-quality, value-driven content. It sounds kind of obvious, maybe, but it seems like that's where a lot of people miss the mark. The guide really emphasizes some best practices here, like addressing the specific pain points your audience actually has. For instance, a title like How to Reduce Customer Acquisition Costs in B2B Services, that speaks directly to a real business problem, doesn't it?
It really does. And it's about providing actual solutions, you know, beyond just naming the pain points, the material stresses, using data-driven insights. That's how you back up your claims, build credibility, creating those really in-depth guides or case studies, maybe industry analyses, that positions your business as an authority. When you can show, look, here's the data, here are the real-world results, well, Google notices. And crucially, so do your potential customers. This is exactly how you start building that trusted sort of evergreen asset we're talking about. And that reduces your dependence on just pouring money into ads constantly.
Okay, so you've done the hard yards, created genuinely valuable content. But like the guide points out, even the best article is useless if nobody can find it. So the next really crucial step is making sure it's optimized, right? Making it discoverable. Though, thankfully, it's not about that crazy keyword stuffing like it was back in, you know, 2005.
Oh, definitely not. And this brings up a really important question. How do you get found without sounding like, well, a robot? The key, as Janice Rangos points out, is finding that balance. Keyword optimization, yes, but also readability. It's about weaving relevant terms into your content naturally so it flows well for a human reader, not just for a search engine bot.
Yeah, I remember when everyone was just chasing those huge, broad terms like marketing or, I don't know, sales software. Just a total mess, right? This guide actually recommends focusing on long-tail keywords with clear intent. Could you maybe give an example of what that looks like and why it's better for finding those high-quality leads?
Yeah, absolutely. Think of it like fishing with a spear instead of just casting a giant net. Instead of a super generic term, you're targeting very precisely. So maybe instead of just lead generation, you'd focus on something much more specific, like best lead generation strategies for B2B companies. Someone searching for that is likely much further along in their decision-making process. They know what problem they need to solve. And that usually means higher quality leads for your business. And then, yeah, there are the technical bits. Optimizing things like your meta titles, that's the headline you click on in search results, and your headers within the content, image, art, text that helps Google understand your images. All of that boosts your visibility. Plus, a really crucial and often kind of overlooked part of content marketing for SEO is internal linking. You know, connecting related blog posts together. That makes a huge difference for site navigation for users. And it tells Google how your content fits together, strengthening your whole strategy.
That idea of moving from just individual articles to a really structured approach, that's fascinating. The guide gets into how to organize your content in a new way, doesn't it? What's the main idea behind these content clusters and pillar pages? Why are they so effective for SEO and for getting that predictable lead flow?
Well, if you connect it to the bigger picture, it's really about becoming the undisputed go-to resource for a particular topic. Google tends to favor websites that show they have comprehensive, well-structured content because, well, it signals deep expertise, EEAT again. A content cluster strategy basically organizes all your related articles around one central, really authoritative pillar page. And this doesn't just boost your SEO rankings significantly sometimes. It also creates a much better, more logical experience for the user, keeps them on your site longer, exploring related topics.
Okay, so how does that actually work? Like, practically, the guide lays it out pretty clearly, and it sounds like a smart way to build that long-term authority.
Right. So you start with your pillar page. This is your big, broad, in-depth guide. It covers the whole topic comprehensively. Let's say the ultimate guide to B2B lead generation. That's your central hub. Then surrounding that pillar, you create your cluster content. These are supporting articles. They dive deeper into specific subtopics that you touched on in the pillar. So for our B2B lead generation pillar example, a cluster article might be how to use LinkedIn for B2B lead generation, or maybe effective cold email strategies for B2B sales.
Mm-hmm.
And the critical piece is the internal linking. You connect all this related content. The cluster pieces link back up to the main pillar page, and they can link to each other too, where it makes sense. This boosts user engagement, definitely. And it signals to Google the comprehensive nature of your expertise on that topic. It really reinforces your whole content marketing for SEO effort. It's like building a web of knowledge.
Yeah, it's becoming really clear that SEO isn't just a one-off task you can check off a list. You set it up and forget it. No way. It takes ongoing effort if you really want to, you know, reduce that reliance on those immediate, often costly ads. You can't just publish a few great pieces and then stop.
That's exactly right. SEO really thrives on consistency. Ongoing content creation, yes, but also promotion. Google tends to reward fresh, regularly updated content because it signals that your site is active, relevant, up to date, and just as important, actively distributing that content, pushing it out across multiple channels. That just amplifies your reach massively, gets more eyes on that valuable asset you've built.
Yanis Ramos's guide suggests publishing new blog posts, say, at least 2 to 4 times a month just to keep the momentum going. But it's not only about blogging, is it? It's also about being smart, repurposing that blog content, turning it into like shorter LinkedIn posts or useful email newsletters, maybe even quick video snippets. It's about getting maximum value from each piece you create.
Exactly. Squeeze every drop of value out of it. And then you can take it even further. Actively share that content where your audience hangs out. Think industry groups, relevant online forums, maybe even look for guest blogging opportunities on other respected sites in your field. All these actions boost your visibility, build brand awareness, and crucially drive more targeted traffic back to your own website, which contributes directly to those lead generation goals.
Okay, and speaking of driving traffic and building authority, another really powerful tactic, especially for that long-term goal of reducing ad spend, is using your great content to earn backlinks. This is basically getting external validation for your work, right?
Precisely. Think of backlinks almost like digital PR, or maybe votes of confidence from other sites. When other authoritative websites link to your content, it's not just a tick for Google's algorithm, though it definitely helps rankings. It's also a powerful signal to potential clients. It says, hey, these guys are trusted leaders in the industry. Backlinks tell Google your content is trustworthy, it's valuable, and that can significantly boost your rankings and what's called your domain authority. For a CEO, this isn't just some abstract SEO metric. It's about building tangible brand equity and market influence.
So how do you actually get these valuable backlinks from other quality sites? The guide offers some pretty concrete strategies that seem, well, highly effective.
It does. For example, creating unique, data-driven reports, maybe original surveys or in-depth white papers that industry publications actually want to reference because the information is genuinely new or insightful. If you've got unique data, others will cite you. That naturally generates those valuable backlinks. You can also be proactive. Strategically reach out to relevant blogs and offer to write a guest contribution that showcases your expertise, that builds relationships and usually earns you a link back. And also, getting featured in things like expert roundups or industry case studies, that further cements your credibility in your niche, making your content naturally more attractive for others to link to.
Right. And finally, after putting in all this effort, creating the content, promoting it, earning links, you absolutely have to track your results. This isn't just, you know, creating reports for the sake of it. It's the essential step to know what's actually working, what isn't, and how it all ties back to business growth and that promise of maybe spending less on ads down the line.
Exactly. Tracking those key SEO and content performance metrics lets you refine your strategy. It lets you prove the return on investment, hopefully, and just maximize your efforts overall. I mean, without data, you're basically just flying blind, right? Guessing at what's truly effective.
The guide highlights several key metrics you should be watching. First off, organic traffic. That's the growth in visitors coming straight from search engines like Google. That's the goal, really. Then, keyword rankings. Tracking how well your target keywords are doing in the SRPs, that's just short for search engine results pages. Are you moving up?
Mm-hmm. And you also need to look really closely at engagement metrics. Things like, how long are people staying on your page? What's your bounce rate? Are people leaving immediately? How many pages do they visit per session? These tell you if your content is actually hitting the mark, if users are finding it valuable enough to stick around and explore. And finally, maybe the most important one for a CEO, is the conversion rate. How many of those organic visitors are actually taking the action you want them to take? You know, filling out a contact form, downloading a guide, requesting a demo. That's where you see the tangible business value, the real ROI.
So wrapping this up, what does this all really mean for you, the growth-driven CEO listening in? The core message from Janice Ramos's guide is super clear. Content marketing for SEO, it's not just about churning out blog posts or, you know, ticking off technical SEO boxes. It's about creating strategic, genuinely high-value content that enhances your SEO, yes, but also builds that long-term authority and drives real, predictable business results. And the benefits are pretty compelling. Better Google rankings, a steady stream of inbound leads, and hopefully a significant reduction in how much you rely on those costly short-term paid ads.
Yeah, ultimately, this whole approach is about strategically shifting your business.
Right.
Moving away from just constantly chasing the next immediate lead towards building a truly evergreen digital asset, something that continually attracts, nurtures, and converts the right kind of customers over the long haul. It's really more than just an SEO strategy. It's an investment in your company's sustainable digital future, a fundamental shift in how you think about lead generation.
So, here's something to think about. How deeply could integrating strategic content marketing reshape your entire business model? Could it allow you to truly own your digital presence rather than just renting space with ads? Maybe consider this. What single piece of authority-building content could you start creating this week based on what we've discussed that begins to build that evergreen asset for your business? Just start there. That could be the first step in growing a much stronger foundation.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.